This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
Hello. So for the Jod Byte this month, we have Joe Bowler from the Interim Outreach Officer for the SKA. So thank you for being with us. So tell us a little bit about your job in here.
Okay, well, I'm the Interim Outreach Officer for the Square Kilometre Array project, and it's my job to tell people about what's going on, the progress, and to get people excited about the project.
Okay.
There are lots of people who need to know what's going on. They include young people to inspire them to become the next generation of engineers and astronomers, journalists.
Yeah.
Industry representatives, because the project's going to need people to build the telescope when it's ready. Astronomers, not only radio astronomers, but also optical astronomers, to make sure that a full spectrum of astronomers know about the project.
Yeah.
Politicians, they're also important. We need to get more countries on board and involved in the SKA organisation. And the community of radio astronomers who are already working on the project, they need to be kept up to date with progress, and they also need resources, so pictures, images, news updates and so on, to help them in their presentations and in their day-to-day work. And, of course, there are engineers working on the project as well. Mustn't forget them.
Yeah, perfect. So, okay, so this is really, really amazing because I guess sometimes scientists don't really get to say whatever they want to say to the general public. So I guess if you're at the junction, then that's pretty good. We, most of us scientists, we need someone like that. Awesome. So your job, kind of, is it, I don't know, like, do you go and get to talk to the people, or do you, it's kind of press releases, or?
Yeah, I'm sort of an interface between the scientists, the engineers, and the general public and the media. So when talking to the media, it tends to be press releases, especially if there's a big announcement. But then, for example, the site agreement, we invited journalists to come and hear the announcement themselves. So that was meeting them in person. We've had people come out to Jodrell Bank and go up the Lovell telescope, where we can say, hey, this is the Lovell telescope and the SKA will be X times bigger than this, and we'll be able to do various different things. And so, yeah, we meet people face to face. We run events and meet people face to face, but we also do things online, and have print materials that we send around the world so that people can get their hands on something physical as well.
Okay. So when you talk to the politicians, how do you do it? That's really awesome. Like, how do you explain everything really simple, I guess, right? No.
Well, that tends to happen at conferences and that sort of thing. So we've got the conference stand that we take around with us. And it's a matter of interpreting the information in a way that they want to hear.
Yeah.
So politicians tend to be more interested in about the benefits to them and their country if they get involved. So although they might be superficially interested in the science, generally they don't understand a really in-depth explanation that an astronomer might give, and they're quite happy with a high level overview, which is the sort of thing I'll give them 5 key science projects, which is what the SKA is planned to do, but I'll give it to them in a sentence for each key science project, and then I'll talk about the other benefits that big science projects can offer.
Oh, perfect. So yeah, maybe just talking a little bit about the SKA project. So I guess everybody knows that it was selected to be built between Australia and South Africa.
Yes.
Right? So when is this going to happen? Do you?
Well, the decision was made, and we're in the beginning of the pre-construction phase now. So this is the start of the detailed design time. So in the next, because the dual site means that there's going to be some changes to the design of the telescope necessarily, because it's obviously going to be across 2 continents now instead of one.
Yeah.
There's a 6-month period starting now when the engineers are going to put their heads together and come up with a plan, so that we know what this new instrument is going to look like and how to move forward and what changes will be needed to the design. So that's the plan at the moment. Yes.
Brilliant. Perfect. And yeah, we also heard that, so the SKA headquarters is being built in Jodrell Bank. So the office are going to move, right?
Yeah. So in November 2012, November, the plan is to move all the staff who are here in the Turing Building in central Manchester at the moment out to Jodrell Bank, so that they will be located in a shiny, new, beautiful headquarters building in the shadow of the Lovell telescope. I think it's going to be quite a cool building. Big glass windows overlooking the telescope. It's supposed to inspire the people working in it.
Well, maybe because I'm a scientist, but I get really inspired. Every time I go to Jodrell Bank, it's just, wow.
It's amazing, isn't it? I think it's something to do with just the sheer size of the structure. It makes you feel very small.
It does. It totally does. It's amazing. Brilliant. Perfect. Now that we're talking about the square kilometer array, which is a massive, massive, massive array that is going to probably solve a lot of problems and get us like way more questions, I guess. So could you tell us a little bit about the key projects?
Yes. So astronomers would like the SKA to address 5 main key science projects. Mm-hmm. And then there's almost an additional one that you touched on there. It's almost certain that the SKA is going to open up more questions than it was originally designed to answer. So it's always going to be exploring the unknown, and who knows what it's going to discover. But the 5 key science projects are in no particular order. Basically testing Einstein's theory. So asking, was Einstein right about the theory of general relativity? Now, that's a huge question.
Yeah.
But it'll search for the existence of gravitational waves. It will test strong field forces of gravity close to black holes, and it will use pulsars. It'll be effectively using pulsars, an enormous gravitational wave detector.
Brilliant. Perfect.
So that's one. Another one is looking right back to see how the very first black holes and stars formed. So really looking at the evolution of the universe, looking back to the dark ages, the moment when the very first stars first lit up in the moments after the Big Bang. It'll also, and this is one that always excites the general public, it'll ask, are we alone? Is there another intelligent civilization out there? It will be sensitive enough to potentially detect an airport radar on a planet 50 light years away. So if there is a radar on a planet 50 light years away, it's just possible the SKA will detect it. But it will also be able to look for complex molecules in space. So it'll look for the type of molecules that could potentially give rise to life, carbon-based molecules like amino acids and things like that. And it will also potentially be able to look for exoplanets forming in protoplanetary disks, potentially places where we could go and live one day, maybe, if we really mess up Earth. Who knows? It's nice to dream. But that science project is always one that sparks imagination in most of the people that I get to talk to. It will also look at galaxy evolution and look at the theory of dark energy. So the acceleration and the expansion of the universe has been attributed to this mysterious dark energy, but nobody really knows what it is. So the SKA will map galaxies and look at their relative positions and from that be able to investigate dark energy. And finally, and last but not least, it will look at cosmic magnetism. So physicists and astronomers have found out that much of space is magnetic, is magnetized, but very little is known about the origin and evolution of cosmic magnets. So the SKA will look at the evolution of cosmic magnetism.
Okay. Wow.
So there you go.
There is a lot of topics.
It's
covering
a lot.
Everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for talking with us.
And
best luck with everything. And keep us informed about everything that the SKA is doing.
I will do. Check out the website, www.skatelescope.org, for all the latest news.
Perfect. Thank you very much.